people don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they all have strengths that I can like take and study, because it's not just about learning, you know, the writing the songs and stuff. It's about actually learning about music mm. and the business side of music. So I would say I'm inspired by everybody. Honestly, it sounds so cliche, but like I can learn from each and every artist, honestly.
And that's amazing. The fact that you're humble to say, you know what, I'm willing to learn, I'm open. Listen, all the artists you mentioned, I love all of them, from the old school I grew up listening to the new school. Because let me tell you something, I used to go to all the bashment parties, the dance hall parties, you know. So for me, that's what I love. I love that dance hall is such an expression of self, you know.
Yeah.
And you can empower yourself as a woman in dance hall. Now, tell me more about your new single, because I went to go listen to your new single and I was like, yes, this is going to be my new track of the year.
So my new single, Balance. So when I was writing that song, I wanted to write a song where, just like you talk about the bashment parties, when people go to the parties and the song starts playing, it's like they just want to get up and dance. The girls want to bubble them waist, you know, wind up. I was like, that's what I wanted. I wanted something that still brought the hardcore dancehall, but kind of like my type of flair on it, because like my style is kind of like smooth. Mm-hmm. So I kind of showed my versatility in there a little bit. You know, I got down and deep, but then I had the little smooth parts to it. So that's what I wanted. And honestly, this song has been stirring up a storm. This is also one of my favorites too. I think I surprised myself with this one.
You did amazing. That was like, I listened to your tracks. I was like, yes, you know, you're beautiful. You're talented. And what I love about you, I'm going to give you your flowers, girl, because I love to give women their flowers. It's important that we do that for one another.
Yes, it is.
What I really love about you is that when reading about you and getting to understand you as a woman, you know, aside from a recording artist, that you really want to inspire women. So what is the takeaway you want women to have when they listen to your music?
Confidence. I don't think they understand how important confidence is. Like I told you, like confidence can change everything. Me, you know, gaining my confidence changed everything for me. Having that like high self-esteem, you know, staying true to yourself no matter what. Because in this industry, it can change you, you know, and you might go out, you might meet a couple friends and they try to change you, but stay true to yourself. Because remember, at the end of the day, you don't want to have that like self-regret like that. Mm-hmm. That you can't take it back, you know, so... That's
you, you said it right there, girl. Listen, you are doing incredible, amazing things. Now, if you were able to, like, if you want your dream feature, I wanted to ask you, who would your dream feature be? Because so many people inspire you. And I was like, I'm going to put her on the spot. I'm going to put Finique on the spot. Who would be your dream feature on your next single?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with Vybz Kartel. And the reason being for that, I just feel like he's a king. He's so good. Like, he's great at what he does. Like, it just, you can see that naturally, it's just so easy for him. It's so easy for him. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like everybody, whenever you mention dancehall, so many people know Vybz Kartel. So I feel like he'll be able to take me to that level that I need to go to. Mm-hmm. So I'll say Vybz Kartel.
I could see it. I could literally see it, because when I was listening to your music, I was like, yo, this girl is it. She's fire. You know, you're absolutely incredible. You're amazing. What can the people expect from you in 2023?
Lots more songs, music videos, collaborations. You know, I'm trying to really, I released an EP already called Alter Ego. So I'm going to be working on more EPs, an album maybe. So all of that, all the good stuff, touring, because, you know, like COVID is kind of like freed up now. So knock on wood, hopefully they don't, you know, put us back in. But touring, you know, doing a lot more performances, all of that stuff.
Well, I'll be looking forward to the videos, the tour, because you're all about empowerment. And I love that. But my final question to you that I really wanted to know, because, you know, a lot of the music industry is very male dominated. How do you set yourself apart, especially in dancehall music? Because there's a lot of females that really pave the way in dancehall music. But how do you separate yourself in the music industry that's so male dominated?
Honestly, just being me. I feel like once you're you and you're authentic, people can really see through that. So I'm gonna just do me, you know. It's been working so far, honestly. I can see my growth every day. So I'm just gonna keep doing me. You know, there's room for everybody at the top. And I feel like, you know, making the right connections, and just staying authentic, I feel like it'll work out in the end for me. I'm favored by God. So, you know, he's been doing it for me so far. So hopefully, you know, but I feel like that will really do it for me.
That's amazing, because authenticity, I believe in that, being vulnerable, authentic, being yourself.
Yes.
You can never go wrong with that. Now, mm-hmm. let the people know where they can find you, you know, where they can follow you, where they can download your music, where they can keep up with everything you're doing, because I know I'm going to be following and seeing when you're going on tour, waiting for the music video, waiting for an album, hint, hint.
So on Instagram, it's Phenique Official Music. That's P-H-E-N-I-Q-U-E Official Music. You can find me on Twitter, TikTok at Phenique Music. All streaming platforms for music is Phenique. YouTube is Phenique Music. So that's where you can find me. I'm mostly on Instagram though. So I have TikTok, I have Twitter, but I don't really use them, but still follow me on there, guys.
Just follow her everywhere. This is Phenique, amazing recording artist, queen of the six. Your dance hall sound is just... You just have
Thank
this amazing
you.
Sound, girl. I adore you. I love your music, your sound. I wish you all the best in all your endeavors and everything that you're doing in music. I'm be waiting for that show. I'm be looking for that show.
Yes, I have a Spice show coming up. I'm opening up for Spice.
Woo! Look at you.
Yes, I'm opening up for Spice October 9th. I have a show with Skang. You know Skang. Skang's one of the new artists. I have a show with Skang September.
Where's the show?
30th.
Where is it?
Toronto. Okay. September 30th, yes. And I have a show August 2nd, October 2nd as well, The Showcase. So I'm excited. I got a lot of performances coming out. So you guys, if you guys are in the Toronto area, go on my Instagram and you can see the flyers and buy your ticket and come out. Have fun.
Phenique, thank you so much for taking the time for this interview. You're absolutely amazing. We will
thank
be looking
so
out
much.
For you. And if ever you come to Montreal, you definitely have to come check us out at the Morning Detour show.
Yes.
You know, my other host, Weezy, he wasn't able to be here with us today, but I'm glad we were able to have this girl-on-girl conversation. And you are absolutely amazing. I wish you all the best, and I'll be looking out for you, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hold on. You know the Queen Destiny, she gotta send me them joints, bro. It's maybe because I'm not Jamaican. I don't know what McCrody means. Maybe Lambo and her extensive passport can teach me what's going on. But you know how we doing this. It's Montreal, my city, new music. Toronto, Destiny, McCrody. We in the building, DJ Madden ones and twos. This is the number one urban morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Destiny, let's go.
You think you better don't know me. Hey. All of you took a suck on the tip of it. I don't want none of you around me. What in my worries? We cannot see took us funnies. Crowdy my shorties. They shoot out the coupe with no warning. I've been hustling all night and day to get the weight up. Brody's in the Crowdy's with me. We gon' get the paper. Haters lurking on me from the moment that I wake up. They don't even know me. They just know I'm on my way up. Yeah, I mix the pink with the purple. Better get high than herbal. Y'all bitch, they be funny in a circle. Whoa, yeah. You know, this is getting out of your hurdle. And you cannot stand in my lineup if you don't belong in my circle. None of my haters come for me. Sorry, this ain't origami. Up at the top, it ain't lonely. I'm bringing all of the homies. I'ma bring all of me grow. Yeah.
Gal shake when I'm similar like my cause earthquake. Not too care if them see me at 8. Me a girl with chat straight. Gal better chat to my back, can't chat to my face. Different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At gal a road, pa man, me no depend. Some gal a go on like them bad that I pretend. But me a real sick head, yo, me think different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At gal a road, pa man, me no depend. Some gal a go on like them bad that I pretend. Yo, me think different. I'll ease up. You a juggle enough balls, but you can't keep up. Wait for my lifestyle now. Me ting up. Every girl have cookie butt. For me bring luck. You not see a man stuck. Me no need man, no me need enough money. Some girl just a ball up. Go and go ask of it. Them girl are full of beer, body pan body. Girl, you can't hype you a man pound on me. Huh. Bill Spiedwick's ever lead. Girl body good, girl ever great. Any other girl is a downgrade. Me talk straight, me no flinch shit. I be killing it, only boss girl in my circle. My back brawl like the shelf on the turtle. Stacking bricks on it, team I know for certain. My pocket money at the price of a broken. Y'all be stunting with some watch and chains, my team different. Some me stunt with real estate, me speak money language. You only can't translate. All my pocket girl, I sit down and I try calculate. Different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At girl I road, per man, me no depend. Some girl I go on like them bad that I pretend. But me a real sick head, yo, me team different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At girl I road, per man, me no depend. Some girl I go on like them bad that I pretend. Yo, me team different. I do minimal and still hit. I be chillin' on some chill-ish. I'm that chick, I'm a savage. Girl be mad cause the average. Y'all just ain't on my level. Girl a shape like Tasmanian devil. Bust a bubble like a blood vessel. For the cool girl prize, yeah, my affi get a medal. Real bad girl, hot girl. Yeah, me pretty looks that natural. Them a copycat me at the original. Make good good but additional. Hustle us some me leg one in a me sleep. Me yard clean so a blessings me a reap. Sing the alphabet and still kill a beat. Me bars tougher than concrete. You be thinking you a gem, huh? But you let all them fellas head, huh? Girl, you need to forget the picture. Stop chasing a man like a liquor. You be thinking you a gem, huh? But you let all them fellas head, huh? Girl, you need to forget the picture. Stop just the man like a liquor. Different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At girl a road, per man, me no depend. Some girl a go on like them bad that I pretend. But me a real sick head, yo, me think different. Money me a pre-haters, me no see them. At girl a road, per man, me no depend. Some girl a go on like them bad that I pretend. Yo, me think different.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's this the morning show.
Nobody is this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning. It's your girl Lambo. Welcome to the morning detour show.
Fire.
Today we're going to talk to Miss Suzy Q. Team Suzy Q is participating in the 10th anniversary run for CIBC for The Cure, taking place on October 2nd, 2022, in Parc Maisonneuve at the Olympic Stadium, going back to where it all started. So welcome, Miss Suzy Q.
I don't want to have your mic on. Hold on a second. Let me turn up a little bit here, Melly. Well, get Susie loaded up here.
Yeah.
Susie's in the building. Mm. The vault's in the building. I need a hot coffee. You didn't bring, I thought this morning, I was identifying as a lot of different things. Lambo identifies as rich.
Oh, okay.
People are really happy and excited that you bump in the dark, Lambo, in your beautiful Pancora estate. Susie, I have a little beef with you this morning. You didn't bring a cup. I thought, I wanted a morning detour coffee cup. Because next week we got some celebrities coming from the political arena, and I want to offer some vault cups to these delegates. I'll tell you after off air.
I'll bring them in for you next week.
Okay, well, that's all I need. That's all I need to know.
I got you.
10 years, Susie. 10 years you've been doing hard work. I see too many beautiful ladies in your pink sweaters. Every October, they dedicate their weekend. They come out. They support you. The CIBC run. Before we get into the whole story, I want everybody to understand the context of what we're dealing with here. So breast cancer, really, really, really nasty stuff going on here, huh?
Very much so.
So breast cancer accounts for 25% of all new cases of cancer. 13% of all cancer deaths are related to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. One in eight women. I was telling someone last night, we should have paid more attention in math. Mm-hmm. When they did fractions.
Yep.
Because life is all a fraction. You go on Google, everything's fraction. Mm-hmm. And you can see how this correlates to our prison segment after. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer throughout their lifespan. And 1 in 33 will die from it.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is. It's really crazy.
You know what I mean? And when you get these numbers, you understand, like, this is a life sentence that, like, it's going to happen. This is law of averages. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Yep.
1 in 8 women that I know is going to contract breast cancer. Well, Susie's my one, but I know a few others. I've lost some family members to it as well. And the sad part about it, when it comes to black women, we faced another obstacle, and people's like, oh my gosh, you black people is always something else. Mm-hmm. This is not our fault. The data, yeah. you know how it works with science, how we figure out things is through race data. Exactly. And there's not enough data on black women in Canada, mm-hmm. period.
Yeah.
So how can we cure something if we don't have enough empirical data to kind of figure out solutions to it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a filthy business, Susie. It's a filthy business. But you know what? I love people like yourself and Team Susie Q because, you stay positive. You don't let the obstacles weigh down on you. But before we go into your 10th year anniversary run, I'm surprised you did this longer than 2 years. I would have been done after 4 years. The amount of how big the groups of people you've had. Goddamn. But Susie, give us your personal story of overcoming breast cancer in your own life.
Well, in 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I survived. Obviously.
Mm. Thank goodness.
2 years later, it came back. So I'm actually a two-time cancer survivor.
But how does that feel? Sorry to cut. How does that feel initially? You know, we always see it in TV. But how does that feel initially when the doctor sits you in the office and say, listen, this is what you're dealing with? Is it... Because the reason I ask, I'm like, that's why I think women, y'all are strong differently. That's why I think black women are strong differently. Because me, even just thinking about it, I feel depressed. Even thinking about it, I feel dark. Where did you find energy within yourself to say, you know what, I'm going to overcome this?
Well, the first reaction when you hear the C word, I thought, I'm going to die.
This is it, right?
This is it. But I lost my mother to breast cancer. And the nurse said to me, things are a lot different now than when your mom died.
Mm.
And I just decided to fight. Mm. Faith, prayer, God... In my life, thank God.
Yeah.
I had the faith, good people around me, and I followed what they said. Mm. Chemo, I was a bit wary about, but my doctor said, I don't want you to not do chemo, and then it comes back in 2 years and I tell you I can't save you. Deep. So I did it, a year and a half of treatment, and my first walk, actually, I was still battling, and I walked for my mom, nine of us.
Can you tell people real quick? Because, people hear these things and they see it on TV and say, okay, chemo's a treatment. But let people know the impact, really, of how chemo affects your body.
Oh, chemo's poison. you lose everything. All your hair.
They're injecting you with what? Radioactive?
That's radiation. Did you go through radiation?
I didn't do radiation. Okay. I did chemotherapy and then I did another drug called Herceptin for a year.
Okay, wow.
People react different. Mm-hmm. You get really sick, your bones hurt, your muscles hurt. I was blessed in that I only got sick once.
Mm.
But I was taking their pills thinking that I was supposed to take two when I was really only supposed to take one. So I was doubling up on everything. good food. I ate a lot of good food and I just prayed. Prayer got me through. Yeah.
So you said it came back. It metastasized to somewhere else?
Nope, same breast.
Oh, wow.
I guess when I had the operation, they didn't remove everything, okay. And maybe it came back that way.
Wow.
So I had another operation, and then here I am.
Well, I'm happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're sharing your testimony because it's very important. Because the thing is, I think there's a lack of education when it comes to the black community and educating black women. It's just like with black men talking about, having your prostate exam.
Mm-hmm.
My father had prostate cancer and I watched him go through chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. I lost a friend in 2017. She was another friend. I've lost three friends due to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Was last year.
Yeah, Nally was, it just happened and it just, it's incredible that there's not enough education. And what's amazing about women like yourself and Nally, that you put yourselves out there to educate other people, especially women, because we need to check. I've been helping the campaign Feel It on the First. I've been doing that for years, and because I had my own breast cancer scare, and now it just made me more vigilant to check.
Yes. And women need to check more.
They don't
be scared.
I wish you guys could teach men how to help us check, help you guys check. Like, all jokes aside. No, but no, Maddie, why you always gotta laugh, Maddie? I'm trying to help, man. I wanna learn to check too, because some early detection is important, and that was the whole campaign 10 years ago, right? Early detection, and that, that saved you too. Let's get at this thing early. Team Susie Q, 10-year anniversary, run for CIBC, run for cure. Now CIBC should put your face up in the head office.
Seriously, on a billboard.
You should be the face of CIBC because you've been holding this down. Like, I know of you through this.
Oh,
I've heard about the Team Susie Q run, so it's a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing. And a lot of Montreals have lost, you know, because this is a prevalent issue within our Black community, cancer, right? I lost my grandfather too. My dad had prostate. Mm-hmm. You know, luckily he survived that. So, you know, chances are I might have to get that thing too. You know what I mean? I'm about to knock the chemo down too. How did you start Team Suzy Q? And what can we expect from me on the 10th anniversary? Are we doing a special colorway? This should be a special Wheezy Moon Chaser pink.
Yeah,
I want a new pink. I want my own. What's that thing? Right. You're a fashion color designer. What's that thing called? I want my own color code, man.
Oh, you want your own Pantone?
Yeah, I want my own Pantone, man.
Pantone.
How do you start Team Suzy Q?
Like I said, I was battling at the same time, and I saw the walk come up, and I said I wanted to honor my mom.
Yeah.
So I got 9 of my friends, printed some t-shirts, and off we went. And then the next year, we're like, hey, let's do it again. And then it was 15 people. And then the next year, we said, let's do it again. It was 28 people. And then it got to 58. And then it got to 88.
And now, how much are you doing? You do like 500 people in your crew?
No, not yet. we're at 163.
Yeah.
So far. Loyal. That was last year.
Loyal.
Yeah,
loyal.
We have, but the team's just growing because so many people are passing on from cancer.
Yeah.
So it gives them a way to come in and realize they're not alone.
Yeah.
And I never expected this. I never did it at the beginning. Mm. I never dreamed that it would be this big. So now I just don't want to stop. I just think it's helpful for everybody.
Yeah.
When you get out there, especially this year, we're going back to Parc des Maisonneuves, where it all started. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of people there.
Yeah,
they do Zumba. They let off doves. It's just an amazing
experience.
Well, that's
dope. You know, doves are expensive, you know. That's a paying core issue.
Stop it.
So that's happening on October 2nd, 2022, at Parc des Maisonneuves, at the Olympic Stadium, the original spot. What are you going to do differently now? This is your 10th year. Is CIBC going to give you a plaque? What's going on? Because you've been 10 years strong and your numbers have been growing every year. There's something should be done for you.
I'm not a person who expects anything, really.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling CIBC they should do something for you.
You need to contact.
I'm going
to
write them a letter. Trust me.
This year we're obviously going back to where it started. Le Manoir, the old Picasso's, has invited us over that we can have our little after party there.
Okay.
So I have a GBO radio. I have RJ Biggs.
Okay.
The great Maddie over here. And Everton Green.
Oh, I like Everton.
Yeah, we're bringing him back.
So it's an after party?
It's in the day. It's going to be from about 12 till we leave.
Okay.
What time is the walk at?
The walk's at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And we also have Fatima Wilson. Okay. She'll be playing some steel pan for us.
Well, I love me some steel pan. Okay.
Oh,
well,
she's fantastic.
Well, 10-year anniversary now. The major question now, how can people join Team Suzy Q?
Yep.
Okay, so I am on Facebook and Instagram. All you have to do is go on. You can also go on to CIBC website and type in Team Suzy Q, and you can join from there.
Look at you. You're on the website. Okay, so you good. You have ingratiated yourself within the CIBC family.
Well, that's where I started. So we're going to try and keep it that way. And,
Okay, so that's how we get into it. Give them your IG one more time. Much on my sim and speaking with Suzy Q, part of Team Suzy Q. They're participating in their 10th anniversary of Run for CIBC, Run for Cure, taking place on October 2nd, 2022. Parc des Maisonneuves, beautiful park at the Olympic Stadium. I know Black people don't go to that Parc des Maisonneuves. It's a really huge park.
Mm-hmm.
they be skiing in there in the wintertime. It's a beautiful park.
It's a five kilometer run.
Okay, we running or
so
we running?
So there's a trail. You can run.
Let's be clear. Maddie, what's going on? Is Maddie doing the trail?
Maddie's doing the trail. He does it every year. He does it every year.
A dollar for every kilometer Maddie walks.
His daughter is actually our rolling DJ.
Okay, that's what's up.
So we have her in there.
Well, that's Team Suzy Q. Give me your IG one more time so people know how they can join
up. Team Suzy Q, no spaces. Also, the Vault_Studio.
Yeah, listen, if you're looking for anything printed, cups, mugs, t-shirts, I get all my stuff done with the Vault, Black-owned company, very professional, and very good prints. Last week, I love all the stuff you've done for us. It's been a great, great link-up, the Vault and the Morning Detour. So, Team Suzy Q, October 2nd, is going down. CIBC Run for the Cure. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour. We'll play some music. I think Sven's is coming up next. Yeah. Oh, man, I love this show, man. So much good stuff, man. DJ Maddie, beat me out.
Purchase more tracks today. goes outside. Too much energy for you wasted. Too much time. Too many enemies for friendship. Flooding my lines up. You're fucking up my mental space, man. Blow my high. Too much energy for you wasted. On business, not mine.
Yes, Montreal, my city, 8:26 in the morning. You're not locked into the morning detour. You're listening to the sweet sounds of DJ Maddie, Moon Chaser, Lambo's in the building. You know how we're doing things. Keep it live. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sneakers and clothing and electronic devices, located at 6714 Fielding. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. It's the morning detour. We on Fridays.
Never say never. No, I can't do whatever. For Shiba, hope in mind. Don't wanna be a loser, no. Drunk on your potion, can't feel my lips burning, losing composure, can't feel my face drowning, seems so irrational, ready to risk it all. If I can't have you, nobody can. Tell me how can I get my mind off you?
Oh, Shiba.
I cannot take my hands off you. Tell me how I cannot get my eyes off you. Oh,
yeah.
Shiba, oh, Shiba. Girl, you make me sinner. Shiba, oh, Shiba. No, make me pull the trigger. Never say never. No, I can't do whatever. Shiba, oh, be mine. Don't wanna be so loser, no.
You're set to rush, my baby, slow down. Come find your love. I'm hoping you see me. Come serve it up. Loving how you stir it up.
You never ready for that tight, tight grip. Yeah, you never ready. Better stand firm, man, no daddy, daddy. Come in a race, no need from me cemetery.
You start spoil me, cause you get a piece of stuff. Fly me out, car, that go the visa. Fly me go Dubai, then you fly me go Ibiza. Only girl with the good, good have the feature. Yeah.
Me say fi knock it panny. You say fi boom flip, then drop it panny. You want me jack, I'm a me and your bunny rabbit. Say me feel nice and you want come love for me. Ride me wheels like a surfer, fast like turbo. The thing buck, but it still a pushy look further.
Beat the what make me calmer, dark. Cooking nicer than a hamburger.
Balance, on the beat me a balance. Me bump on me a shake and balance.
Balance,
on the beat me a balance. Watch on me wine and balance. Push it to the side, you me never ready. Feed that tight, tight grip, yeah, you never ready. Better stand.
man, serum man, no daddy daddy. Come in a race, no need for me cemetery.
You start spoil me, can you get a piece of so fly me out, God, I go the visa. Fly me go Dubai, then you fly me go Ibiza. Only girl with the good, good have the feature.
Hey boy, miss if you bring your seat, come plant it. Get down in a the ground, you fit plant it. Me nice, come me candle, and you grip well, oops.
Sorry.
Huh? Now my body like cup for now. Enough girl around now, have the good, good now. You say me have the best, nah, nah, nah. I feel like a cup on your band, nah, nah, yeah.
Balance.
On the beat, me a balance. Me bump on me a shake and balance.
Balance.
On the beat, me a balance. Watch how me wine and balance. Push it to the side, yeah, me ever ready. Feel the tight, tight grip, I ain't ever ready. Better stand firm, man, or daddy, daddy. Come in a race, no need from me cemetery.
You start spoil me, spoil me.
Then when you feel my God's damn.
Montreal legend.
Yes, 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 yes. Local talent. You know, I got to big up my boys. My Get Money Brothers, GMB. Gone too soon.
Then when you feel my God's damn.
Hey, it's the More Detour Yo Fridays. We want to give you the hottest and best music in the country. You know how I do things. We got to celebrate Montreal artists. Get Money Brothers. You know how we do things, baby. Gone too soon. You know how we do things. DJ Matty, let's go.
Yeah. Don't want to feel my God, yeah. Especially the ones that my close. Don't want to feel my God,
just know
I love and appreciate you. And if I rate you, I can never, ever, ever hate you. I will always have your back. Yeah, I will always have your back. My brother's gone too soon. Too soon. My brother's gone too soon. And there's nothing I can do. That one you catch me off guard.
Real talk.
When me get the news,
I swear
first shit, then we
cheat.
Me just couldn't even believe.
What?
Me did then I'm a bed and me see SK calling. Know me heart get weak. Me get a call from shit the other night. Know me hear say him getting an accident on him bike. Man, them try to get information. Man, them a try move kinda tight. I didn't think them in a like. How could you not explain what happened? Especially to the family. Mom Dukes need to
know the truth.
My youth, try don't get the thing confused. Got the dogs, them will eat your food. Don't want to feel my God, yeah. Especially the ones that my close. Don't wanna feel my cards,
just know
I love and appreciate you. And if I rate you, I can never, ever, ever hate you. I will always have your back. Yeah, I will always have your back. My brother's gone too soon. Too soon. It was a Friday night. She's a viewing. All the man did a par outside. Finally, me get the time to reach inside. Yeah, moment of silence. Let me go.
Yes, Montreal, but keep it going, keep it going. Yeah, Montreal talent. Empress Mary, wanna get down. Her next single comes out tomorrow. She'll be at Open Mic Cypher on the 26th. At 7:30, this Empress Mary want to get down. You know, I like to get it funky in the morning, too. It's the More Detour. We on Fridays. Want to get down. Empress Mary, you know we doing things. Let's go, DJ Maddie.
Pure intensity, a vortex to look forward to. Can we get back to sharing the thoughts and the dreams, the emotions? Can we philosophize on the moment of truth, the longing to be close to you? I know the level I'm at, I know my worth. I know the pain that I've caused and what I've been through. I know the depth of your compassion for me. And that look in your eyes that you can't disguise. So can't wait, cause I can't wait. I want you to know, I want you to see, I want you to feel all those things that you've been missing out of my life. I want you to see. But if I was, would you listen? Would you want to see when I'm cooking? Would I inspire you making? Or would you poof and disappear the second I walk in without your blessing? I know you're tight, the typical.
cold male insecurity bullshit. It's a sad sight, not rotten but too ripe. The elephant might be white, but the excuses, you got that right. Bottle up all you want, commas and arms like, but I can't sit through no
I can't sit. She don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. But she don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Oh yeah, oh no. She don't want my love, I'm guessing I gotta move on. I guess I came a little too strong, I guess. My love, I guess I gotta move on. I tried to give it all to you, baby. Brand new Mercedes, a newborn baby. And I told you, love too lazy. Damn, all you had to do was love me, baby. And that gets so frustrating, yeah. Why you wanna go and test me, baby, yeah? Degrade me and tell me I'm failing, yeah. Keep telling me things like you done trying with me, done fighting with me, yeah. Gave you a ring that was going off the deep end, yeah. On daily on my drain for the weekend. Sent you some things, yeah, when I was done drinking. Like, girl, he with you for the wrong reason. Cause you was with me, tell him stop reaching. That's jealous of me. I'm salty, I need it, my wounds keep bleeding. You found a new man, so I gotta move on. Guess you gotta know my gender. With someone you barely know, I'm gonna say you're wrong. Guess you had to move on. On. Say she don't want my love. I'm guessing I gotta move on. I guess I came a little too strong.
My company, sometimes I feel so naive. I don't wanna give up on you easy. Things aren't easy, I agree. Why you wanna be this cold to me? Why you wanna make me make believe things aren't what they seem? And it got too deep, girl, too deep. It's a problem. Fell for you straight to the bottom. People ask what happened, I go silent. I wouldn't even speak on you, but now you wanna mention me. Now you wanna mention me when you speak on mistakes. Now you wanna mention me like someone could replace me today. Now you wanna mention me, some emotional statements were made. Now you wanna mention me like you're bored of me. Maybe this means more to me. Maybe this means more to me.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yes, 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 yes. 8:37 in the morning. Boy, boy, boy. The 2 hours just fly by. 2 hours just fly by. So before we go into a little political talk, you know, on October 3rd, we're going to be voting for a new provincial premier, I guess, of this beautiful province. It's called Quebec. Why you give me a look before you live here? You have multiple passports. So before we get into all that, I was reading on some of the comments on the YouTube. Now, someone was saying, you know, we should stop making remakes of Disney movies. We should just come up with some new joints. I don't know what cartoon you can make with Disney at this point. I know where you could go. I was good Beauty and the Beast. What in 2022? What new Disney cartoon could we create from scratch? Is it gonna be something with Fortnite, like kids watching other kids play video games? I don't know. You know, Disney movies were always about like imagination and creativity and being the underdog and overcoming and being bigger than you are. I don't know what these kids are getting inspired by anymore. You have people. Maybe you could speak to it a little bit more.
I don't know. It's all the gaming. the gaming world.
I don't know what inspires them. Being black, this game of life. That's the next Disney movie should be. This game of life. LeBron might make a movie, man. Knowing this guy, he's gonna do something, man. Boy, has the tide changed, man.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll by Léger has projected that François Legault and the Coalition Avenir Québec, the CAQ, will win the next Quebec election with 38% support. The CAQ is unchanged from the previous Léger poll last week, prior to the leaders' debate, and up 1 point from their popular vote percentage in the 2018 election. So the Quebec Liberal Party is currently polling in second place with 16% support, minus two, alongside Quebec Solidaire, 16%, minus one, and the Conservative Party of Quebec with 16%, plus one, followed by the Parti Québécois with 13%, plus two. Mm-hmm. Now, see, none of it. All the men are like, we have no idea what hell none of this means.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I know nobody knows what this means. Just last week, wasn't the liberals of Dominique Anglais, weren't they ahead of the cock?
Yeah. Nah, so, she was actually ahead. She was doing very well. Mm-hmm.
Is that dancing video? I don't know if you saw the video.
Yeah, I saw the video.
What were your thoughts? Let's open up there. Because we want to judge our politicians by their social media videos.
Boy. Yeah, I saw the video.
Are you more disturbed by her dance moves or by her off pitch?
They're equally just offensive.
I like it. I like it. But I got the sentiment. You know, I like how personable she looked. It's similar to Valerie Plame when she came out with a video when she was at the Maison d'Haïti and she tried to dance and get on crazy.
No.
Valerie Plame's gonna come on the Morning Detour. I just got questions. I mean, I know running the city is tough, I guess. But
if she didn't come for a walk for domestic violence to support the Black community, she's not gonna come here.
No, but she tweeted. No, she tweeted for you guys. She tweeted. She gave up. She tweeted. Just like she backtracked. She backtracked and ran away from the police the minute they gave a little pushback for the body cams. You got to really watch the society you live in where the police they don't want to wear body cams. Like, what are you afraid that we see? And I watch a lot of dirty cop shows. I'm a big Wire guy.
Oh, me too. I like
and what's that new one that came out that was really dirty? I forgot what it was called.
We need to have body cams on. Every single officer should have them.
Well, we're not really informed in the Black community, and I know they're not looking for our votes, but these are the five candidates that we're looking at to vote on October 3rd. So we have François Legault. He's been our current Prime Minister of Quebec. He's representing the CAQ. We have Dominique Anglais. He's representing PLQ, the Liberal Party. We have Gabriel N. Dubois. I don't know much about Gabriel. He's 32 years old. He has a back in history. And a maîtrise en sociologie. And so he's representing the Québec Solidaire. Not well versed in what they're about.
No, I'm not even well versed in Solidaire.
Parti Québécois. Is Parti Québécois where Jacques Parizeau used to run for? I love me some Jacques Parizeau. Man, that's when Quebec elections was real filthy.
Yeah,
95
really
was the year, boy. Talk about, you know.
Referendum.
And I was about to go there, you know, as kids, we never quite understood, like, the impact of a referendum. Like, you know, something like. Mm-hmm. Because I remember I was like in grade five when that referendum happened in 95, and it was like, okay, Quebec wants to separate from Canada. So we thought physically we was going to cut and strip away from the rest of Canada. Like, but it doesn't work that way. It's just a figurative thing. So yeah, Parti Québécois with Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon. And then you have, his name is really hot right now, Éric Duhaime. Yeah. Some people are saying that the media is really trying to push this narrative with Éric Duhaime. So Éric Duhaime is representing the Conservative, and they're trying to give a lot of money incentive to people.
He's got a lot of things going on. Looking at the Conservative Party, like, I'll be very open. For many years, I voted Liberal. For many, many years, I was always open on my political stances. Mm-hmm. However, with everything that's happening, I cannot vote Liberal. And I've been very open about it because it's very important to educate the Black community, but it's essentially the BIPOC community, because when you put us all together, we are stronger in numbers. And the fact that we're not educated enough about politics is a problem, essentially, with an election coming up, October 3rd. What I keep watching and seeing on social media and on Twitter and everything is the Black community. We're all complaining. We're complaining that we don't have this. We're complaining we need this. But you're not going out and voting. And it shows in the numbers, because if we were actually out there, there's no way in hell that any Black person wants to vote for Legault. Some white people don't even want to vote for him anymore. So you need to educate yourself on each political leader and what they're doing. And like I said, you're never going to agree 100%, but at least get that 70 to 75% ratio that you agree with what they're doing. Look at what we just went through with the pandemic and see which values align the best with you, because politics is dirty and it's never going to align with you 100%. Okay. Even when we look at the United States, when Barack Obama was president, I didn't agree with 100% of what he said, but I did agree with majority of what he was doing for the community. So we need to really educate. And I think as we're coming up to politics, we should have more political discussions to really educate, because we have a lot of Black listeners and they need to educate themselves. And we need to definitely dive deep. It would be great if, you know, we have political parties that are going to be coming here to speak. We need to have a representative from each party to be able to decipher what is a better vote for the Black community.
Yeah, exactly. we have our featured guests that just walk in. I just want to mention a few things that I think should be important for the Black community and, you know, the community at large in Quebec and in Montreal. The 5 points that I think are really important that I'd like to talk about politicians, mm-hmm. that we're going to talk to a few of them next week. Police violence.
100%.
It's weird. We live in a city where, first of all, we got to pull out our own study. Mm-hmm. And then when the study shows that, listen, we're being pulled over 4 times more than everybody else, mm-hmm. the only people that get tougher treatment is our Aboriginals. It's kind of like how the states treat the Mexicans.
Yep.
So it's freaking crazy here. I think Bill 96 is a very important point across the board, across the country, not mm-hmm. just Quebec. I think it impacts everybody. I think education in Bill 21, I think all politicians should give us a take on that. Because this is not working.
It's not working.
We we have a whole bunch of Muslim teachers that are ready mm-hmm. and able to work, and you guys choose not to let them work. And then we have a shortage of teachers, and now you guys want to give incentive to fast-paced other people that may not be well-equipped to be teachers.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, teachers are the ones educating our future minds.
Exactly.
So how's this work?
I have a huge problem. Listen, when it comes to Legault, I've been very open when I've worked on television by letting people know that, you know, the fact that he can inject $285 million into domestic violence services and programs is what I call it, being a domestic abuse survivor. Mm. There's the services and programs. This is nothing that's going to change. We have to change legislation. Yeah. We have to go and have a voice. So we really need to look at who is, you know, running our province, essentially, where the money's going. And we need to start asking questions, especially the BIPOC community. We don't ask questions on where's the money going. Why is there a lack in the Black community when it comes to education, when it comes to mental health, domestic violence? I've been a mental health advocate for 10 years, and I don't understand why the Black community is always being put to the wayside when it comes to these issues. So really look at the political candidates, ask the question.
Because you're only 3% of the population, which is a great segue to our guest, yes. Spence Telemac. Great segue. Now, this is why I tell people we should have paid more attention in fractions, because I did numbers. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you do numbers, you understand. When you do a quick Google search and you say, okay, how many Blacks are incarcerated in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. It will pop up.
8.2?
No, we're at 8.6. I got to turn your mic on. Come closer to the mic. We are 8.6 now. Mm. 8.6 of Blacks. So when you see the number just by itself, you say, oh my God, it's not a great number. Because you're like, oh, 100%. 8% is not a lot. Mm. But we're only 3% of the population.
Exactly.
So how could something that represents only 3% of the population, when you go into that, 8.6 of that is incarcerated, something is off. Now, whites are 53.7, but whites are 72.6 mm-hmm. of the population.
Exactly.
Something's gonna add up. How we have a higher percentage locked up than we are into the total people in the whole country? Something's not working out. I'd like to welcome to the show my man, friend of the show, Spence Telemac. Listen, Spence, you everything, huh? You an author, speaker, spoken word artist. I'm trying to co-write a book with you myself. So, and you also come closer, and you also do the thing with the kids. Mm-hmm. Are you still doing the program at WIPCA with the kids with the mentorship?
Yeah, Mass Eye Mentoring Group.
Yeah, man, I love all of that. So talk to us now. Now, you and Desta does some great work too, man. I love the rebrand on Desta the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So now there's a podcast coming out, you know what I mean? In and out. It's like we're redoing Oz or something. What's going on?
Man, first and foremost, thank you for having me. Nice to meet you,
Spetlana. Nice to meet you.
And long story short, we're doing a podcast for people that are incarcerated. Mm. So you're going to be hearing voices from the inside out. So we got a podcast launched on September 28th because, like you said, we're overrepresented in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Black population in Canada, 3.5%, 3%, somewhere around that number. Mm-hmm. But we're more than twice in prison, right? So we want to really get people to understand that just because you're incarcerated, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that committed crimes and they just need real rehabilitation. You get mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say?
Which is one of the funny things. Like, I always think about like early societies, how we came into this, and we knew eventually as societies got bigger, there'll be crime. We went from petty robbing to murder and stuff like that. That whole process of rehabilitation, mm-hmm. understand, like trying to identify, okay, which criminals can be saved and which cannot be saved. And I guess two programs like yours, like with the podcast and with people reaching out and saying, you know what, not everybody is Fred Dahmer or Ted Bundy. Like, some of these people could be saved, especially a lot of people are in jail for petty crimes, which a lot of Black people are in, especially for these drug crimes. This is crazy.
What about the people that are incarcerated that are innocent? Because I just went to the Black Film Festival and I saw about the story about Ricky Jackson. He was in jail for 39 years for a crime mm-hmm. he didn't commit. Yeah. So what about them? You know, what they go through mentally. I was able to ask him the question, which I was honored to be able to have that conversation with somebody who was incarcerated mm-hmm. for 39 years. You know, like, this is amazing what you're doing with your podcast, because we need to hear the stories of what's happening to the ones who, yes, were found guilty, and how are we going to rehabilitate and the mental health status of these individuals that are mm-hmm. being incarcerated.
No, very, very, very true. I mean, all over Netflix right now, you got the Innocence Project, and they go into different stories. I got some, I could give you a quick story real quick.
Yeah.
We because at Desta, we have a reentry program, right? So myself and Amanda Maxwell, we work together in just helping people find work, helping people get into school, helping people just, period.
After being incarcerated, right?
After and during.
Okay. Wow.
We got a lot of lifers in the program, too. You know, so you're constantly on the phone trying to help people process what they're going through.
Wow.
We had someone, listen to this. His father was already killed when he was, like, he probably was, like, one, two, whatever.
Yeah.
His father got killed. Father did 15 years. Grew up without his father. And eventually he committed a crime. He did 3 years in prison, right? He does 3 years in prison. While he's in prison, someone gets stabbed up in his room. But he has no blood on him. It's not him. The guy's blood everywhere in the room. Blood, you get what I mean? It's not him. Yeah. There's somebody else in the cell. The man is not going to snitch. He's like, look, I don't know. I ain't seen nothing. Right?
Yeah.
They charge him and the other person with the crime.
Yeah.
But the CEO knows that, the correction officer knows that he couldn't have done it. He has no blood on him. He gets released on parole after doing 3 years. And then when he goes home now, the like 2 days later, after he secured employment, they tell him, you got to go back. And he's like, why do I got to go back? They're like, well, you know that crime that you committed in prison? He's like, but I didn't do it. He's like, yeah, we know you didn't do it, but you got to go back.
Wow.
He goes back. They tell him plead guilty to it, and you know what I mean? It's going to go away. He pleads guilty.
Never goes away.
Guess what?
They give him what?
You violated parole now.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
So you went home.
Yeah.
A crime that happened while you were in prison that you didn't even do because you didn't want to snitch.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Come back to prison now, and they say you violated parole.
Yeah.
You do another 2 years on top of that.
Yeah. This game is filthy. I tell you stories from the inside out, man. Like, everybody in jail is not necessarily a criminal. The system can entrap you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been arrested before and I wasn't guilty.
Yeah, for sure.
You get what I mean? Sometimes when they can't have evidence and they just put it on you.
They tried on me the other day. The podcast is called Stories from the Inside Out. It's a podcast exploring the personal experiences of incarcerated individuals and those reintegrating back into society. How do you kind of pick who you're going to have on the podcast? Do people submit to you, or do you just try to, how do you kind of get the stories?
Well, we've been working with a lot of different people for years, so we just go in with different themes, right? If we're going to go do a theme about family, you get what I mean? We're going to find people that really had issues when it comes to family.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes we just think about men. There's a lot of women that have been incarcerated, too.
Yeah, we don't hear those stories, too. Are you going to have some of that on the show?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of these people from Montreal.
This is going to be good. Nice. The official launch party is Wednesday, September 28th, and that's going to be at House Gang, very beautiful place.
I've been a friend
of the show, from 6 to 9 p.m. So that's September 28th. So what can we expect at this launch party?
At the launch party, you're going to actually be hearing from people alive, incarcerated. You're going to be hearing from professionals that work in that field that are for those people. And we're, you know, giving this invitation to everyone that wants to join. If you have family, friends, if you work in that industry, we want to see you.
Okay.
If you'd like to be on the podcast, come through. We want to see what you do and how can we just connect. We have something called the Black Legal Action Fund,
which is
a fund that we use to help people that are behind bars that do not get support. We got a lot of people that, you know, doing 15, 20, 25 years, and family members have passed away, and they have no support system.
Yeah, no support, no connection. Yeah, listen, what you're doing is very commendable, man, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people from our community go to jail, and they just think that everybody on the outside just abandons them or just forgets about them. And to know yourself and Desta, you know, you guys are thinking about the community and thinking about helping them. You know, and it's much more than just visiting them. You guys are creating avenues for them to share their stories, you know, to get legal help, to get support. Because sometimes it's just a mental thing. Like, you know, I joke about it on the show sometimes that I lay in my bed sometimes and I pretend like I'm in a 10x4. And people joke, it's jokes, but mentally as a black man, I prepare myself mentally because just the other day they try to lock me up for nothing. I've never been locked up in my life. Just the other day, they jogged on me. So I mentally prepare myself because unfortunately as a black male in this city, this is what we're working with.
But you say, when you say they try to lock you up, what you mean?
I was turning onto a street, and they felt they didn't want me to turn on the street, and I kept asking them why not, and they felt a way about it. See, when especially police in Montreal, when they feel like you're challenging them and you shouldn't challenge, you should just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
They took it to the next level. I've never been pulled out of my car in my life. And I've been stopped by U.S. Marshals. I've been stopped at 2 o'clock in the morning in the hills in Massachusetts by police. I've been stopped at the border, 6 federals around me. It's all good. I have a degree in psychology. I'm cool as an AC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I've never been. Montreal is the only place.
Been
pulled out of my truck.
Montreal, they're dirty. I shared my story when we were talking about the body cams where I had a police officer and I was driving back to Nuns Island when I lived there before. And I'm like, really? They pulled me over, no reason. And because I wasn't complying with them, because I was asking questions, the police officer put a gun to my face. Yeah, I shared my story on CBC about it, and I was like, you see this, I'm a woman, and they're doing this to me in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning. You don't think I'm going to ask questions when there's one officer in the car? There wasn't two. I'm like, where's your partner? You're not pulling me over with one officer. You're going to have to call for backup. Because I didn't trust them. Imagine, this happens to men in the city, but it does happen. Because women, we don't talk about it.
No, for sure.
When you bring up that point, I just want to shed light on something else that some people don't know. I don't know if you guys saw that police report where they're talking about investing $4 million in having police officers in schools and stuff like that.
Yep.
I mean, if the community does not trust police just off the rip, you put police officers now in all of these schools, what's going to happen?
Is this going to increase that? But also, too, I was talking about the show. I think it's hearts and minds. It's how you approach things. We're never talking about a murder. You didn't even come on scene and there's blood everywhere.
No. Yeah.
We're talking about traffic violations. We're talking about driving on the road
driving.
And you just look suspicious. Oh, you're black in the car.
Yeah.
It's just their general attitude. One, they're too hype.
Mm-hmm.
One or two, I'm like, bro, why are you so hype? And then the funny thing, too, I'll let everybody know this, Joe, before we go. Whenever police stop you and you mention Alan Babineau, it gets their panties in a bunch.
Does.
They all know it because he's going through his stuff. And all that Alan Dan kept saying, it's cool, man. I'll just talk to Alan Babineau. Just give me a ticket, man. I'll just talk to Alan. And you could tell they know who he is.
Yep.
And it's just a general. And I kept asking the guy, why are you so hype? I'm taking you to jail. I said, bro, why are you so hype? And I'm looking for something. And he hit my hand. I said, bro, what are you doing? Why are you so hype? And then there's a little white cop. And she's screaming at me. I'm like, why are you guys so hype? I said, it's not that serious. I'm going over there to do a job. What's the job? I popped my trunk. They don't know what to say. So you guys all feel stupid now, right? And then he was turning around. Oh, it's a race team because I think he was A-Rap or something like that. I said, bro, not a... I said, bro, come on. I said, come on. Man. I said, what I don't understand with you guys, why are you so hyped?
Yeah.
It's the general attitudes, the hearts and minds.
Yeah.
You don't like black people, it's fine.
Yeah.
But don't do this job of authority. Now, the issue with police and before they keep even going to school, there has to be a desensitization somewhere because there's a mistrust. And they just get too excited too fast.
And you know what it is, too? It's that, for me, at the very end of the day, it's power tripping.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They don't know how to deal with the authority.
Oh, yeah.
They want us to blindly follow their authority, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard for us because it's a high level of mistrust. And you guys, we don't think you guys know how to handle the ship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what they get? Almost $300 million. What they do with the money? I put the picture up a couple months ago. They came up with this new police car with all kind of yellow and blue, like we're in south of France out here. That's what they do with the money. That's what you're doing the money. When we asked you, we told you what we needed. We'll feel more comfortable as a society if you guys put body cams.
Yeah.
Not that I think it's going to change anything because we have the body cam in the States from Philando Castile and they still killed him.
Yeah.
But if the people are telling you, let's put some cams on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make us feel a little bit better. And you guys are like, no, but then we should follow you blindly. How? It has to be a give and take with the police, no?
Yeah. But you know something else too that I want to touch on is like, you see how messed up it is just on the outside when it comes to police?
Mm-hmm. Imagine the inside.
Imagine what it is like for the in the carceral system.
Filthy.
No, where no one can see, where there's no cameras, where there's blind spots, where correctional officers have so much power.
Oh, yeah.
Where a parole officer has so much power over you. Another issue that I want to bring up before we go is like you have some people, let's say you're doing 10 years and you've seen like 5 parole officers. I think we got one guy, I think he's seen like 13 parole officers.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And these people are supposed to make a recommendation for you to get out, and they cannot build rapport.
Yeah.
They have like 20, 25 cases.
Yeah, you're just a number at that point. But see, these are the conscious people are not talking about. The corrupted CEOs, the parole officer, the fact that they can't build a rapport. These are the conscious, and hopefully people can get that. The podcast called Stories from the Inside Out. You guys doing an official launch party on Wednesday, September 28th at House Gang Plaza. That's at 6524 Rue Saint-Hubert. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. So Stories from the Inside Out is a podcast exploring the personal experiences of incarcerated individuals and those reintegrating back into society. Yo, listen, y'all are doing great work, man. Yo, your true story is going to be solved. Yeah. You know, I know we don't have time to go there. But it used to be international arms dealers.
No. When I say international arms dealer,
let them know.
I'm talking about my life right now.
Hey.
I'm talking about right now. Arm people with hope, faith, and love.
And you're one of the few guys that actually went to Haiti and you're on the grounds in the midst of the madness. You're a real one.
Man, thanks for the love,
like,
man.
You like the black Anson Cooper, because I know we got like a minute here, but I just flip all my Disney movies to black characters. To me, anytime I watch, even if it's full of white people, I just put my Boys in the Hood lens on it. You're like the black Anson Cooper. Like I see you in war-torn zones with your bulletproof chest on. This guy's crazy. Sweat's telling back. I'm telling you, this guy. What's your next book coming out, man? You got like 30 seconds.
Man, the next book is called Broken Crayon, Still Color. I'm still working on it, man. And right now I'm on chapter 6 and I'm talking about pain, and that's all I've been experiencing, man.
Okay, well, you listen, know? Don't dig too deep. You might open certain Pandora box. You might never dig yourself back from the depth.
You know, but much love, always much respect, man. And let's continue to do that work. To come to the podcast.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
The irrepressible Henry Grimes. Good morning and welcome. This is indeed Jazzmuck.